Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Last year, Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a bill that created a new Department of Workforce Development and Advancement. Now he's signing legislation to give the new department a commissioner and collect data about jobs. Here's Senator David Suderline, a Republican from Roanoke County, who introduced the bill.
Several governors for a long time and also several legislators would start all these different workforce projects, and a lot of them very good, very well-intentioned, but they were scattered in many of these different places. And so by trying to consolidate this, we hope to have less cross currents.
Virginia officials are hoping to make sure federal money available for dislocated workers gets to the people who need it the most. John Provo is executive director for the Center for Economic and Community Engagement at Virginia Tech.
Well, the bill creates a greater line of accountability from the new Department of Workforce Development and Advancement, and really gives that gubernatorially appointed official greater involvement and responsibility for shaping the approach to the largest of these sort of funds focused on dislocated workers.
The newly created commissioner of the Department of Workforce Development and Advancement will be accountable for making sure all that federal money gets to the dislocated workers so they can get jobs in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.